You might remember from the quiz earlier, what's the most redneck state in the Union? Kentucky. All right, here's another fiddle tune from Kentucky. It's called The Lost Girl. Being in prison in my home state of Georgia, which as a native of Georgia, I feel comfortable staying. That the whole state feels like a prison to me, which is why I live here. But this is about a little specific part of that prison called Columbus Stockade.
Oh,
Why, thank you very much. Okay, let's see. We've already established North Carolina is the second most redneck state in the Union after Kentucky. I think third or fourth is probably Virginia, believe it or not. This is a tune for Virginia. It's called Going to the Free State. I think that's what it says on their license plate or something over there that says the Free State.
That's Kansas. No.
No. That is not.
Not right now it's not, buddy. From Xenia, Ohio. That's Brian Bagdonis on the bass back there.
I thought you were recording.
Rockin' face on the double bass. Yeah, we're actually all from Portland originally. Like all of you, no doubt. What do you got?
Roving Gambler.
All right, here's a song about drinking and gambling. It's called The Roving Gambler.
Lay my money down, boys, lay my money down. Sammy Lynn there on the fiddle. Give it up for Sammy. Woo!
All right, we're going to do one from the second most redneck state in the union, which, as we all know, is North Carolina. And we'd like to take our hats off. Take your hat off. Take your hat off, right.
So,
to a local boy.
Where does New Jersey come into the redneck state categories?
It's about six.
Six?
Six, yeah. It's about six. Well, we're taking our hats off to local rock and roll superstar, hero, great influence on the Foghorn String Band, Pig Champion, who died in the last couple of weeks. This one goes out to you, Pig. It's called the Lonesome Road Blues. I know he's still traveling that lonesome highway in the afterlife. Thank you. shift gears a little bit, but not too much, with an old country song here called Be All Smiles Tonight. Caleb Plotter singing the lead on that, playing mandolin. Washington boy.
Oh.
Not Vancouver. All right. His fiddle tune about capital punishment is called Hangman's Reel. And from the sixth most redneck state in the Union, New Jersey, that's Kevin Sandry from Wyckoff, New Jersey, playing guitar over there and acting like a total hillbilly. What you got? I don't know what time it is. Hey, man, y'all remember when Portland used to be really cheap? You been around long enough?
Yeah.
10, 12 years ago, Portland was really cheap. And if you're either nostalgic for the time when Portland was cheap, or you weren't here and you wish you'd been here when it was cheap, may I suggest that you check out our CD selection, because our CDs are only $10 a piece. Working class price, rolling back the prices to 1992 era Portland. All right, we're going to finish up here. Stay tuned for the Wilders, the mightiest of the mighty, taking God's two favorite chosen forms of music, country music and old-time music, infusing them into the soundtrack to paradise, and kicking ass doing it all the time. And it's not pious music, it's ass-kicking redneck string band music. So we're always honored to play with the Wilders.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we're going to finish up with a train song here, a very special train song with extra violence in it just for you, our Portland audience. It's called Reuben. Thanks very much for listening tonight.
much, folks. The Wilders will be up in just a moment. Thank you.